We're live. He has spoken, Mandalorian.
Is that a quote from Mandalorian? I haven't seen it. Was that?
Oh, I didn't mean to spoil it.
You son of a bitch.
Someone spoke.
You keep spoiling it.
Sorry.
You keep spoiling it.
Sorry.
What next? Somebody shoots a gun? Somebody
steps?
Ah!
No.
That would be that. My problem with Mandalorian, having not seen it, I think it sucks.
Oh, no.
That's the long and short of it.
That's not a good thing to think.
That would be sick if he pulls out just a real gun. Like that. None of this blaster. Like,
dude.
Yeah. Done with season. Bullets.
Hold on. He goes, check this out. Weapon from the future. Six shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, legit. Wouldn't it be crazy? They start the or it happens somewhere in the next season. I went to this crazy planet. You're not going to like this planet. It sucked. And look what they had there. And it's like Smith and Wesson. Like,
can I?
Where did you go?
Can I just, in one sentiment, explain why Star Wars is so stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll tell you. Yeah. And you think this is going to be cynical? It's not. This is legit. Yeah. Takes place a long time ago, right? Long time ago.
Okay. Already stupid because
already dumb. So imagine an episode of The Mandalorian or the next Star Wars movie where they invent a time machine. Hey, I went to the distant future and I got this future tech. And then they have like a stone axe or like a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
They're going to take on the fucking like lightsabers and like they got like Gatling gun blasters, the Empire. But it's like, no, I went deeper to the future, stone, bow, and arrow.
We found fire.
Yeah.
And then it's this
probably
insane.
Probably don't know what that is.
Because that's how future tech works.
Yep.
If it's from the future, it's better.
Yep.
So this dude with like a rudimentary Stone Age bow and arrow is like annihilating the New Order and all the Jedi. That's just... Yeah. Star Wars is dumb.
Pod racing, they're going to go, check it out. I went to this one planet. It's called a bike. And it's going to become biker. And then...
Fucking exactly.
Dude, and then they're going to meet a bounty hunter named Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
And he's going to go... On Tuesday, subtitle it that says, I know blood tricks.
It's like... This is the ship that did the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Okay, well, a hoverboard with that wheels around the airport could probably do it in 4 parsecs.
Yeah. No, it'd be like, probably. I'd be like, check it out, Tesla, ludicrous mode. You hit one button, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, 2 parsecs.
I can't get over the idea that someone is like a bad guy and then just pulls out a real gun and shoots someone and there's blood everywhere. That's Star Wars that I want to see.
That's
what I'm into.
That's what they should be doing, though. Come on, Disney. Let's take a chance. Let's roll the dice. Come on. Let's get nuts.
What?
Theme song. Okay, I remembered what I was going to say.
What?
I was talking the other day with a few people here, and I realized that every single franchise or big property, especially if it's in the sci-fi realm, at some point they all give in to time, stuff. We're going to mess with time. We're going to go back in time. We're going to screw around with time. Oh, this person did this with time. The only franchise that hasn't given into that is actually Star Wars.
Well, give me an example of what you're even talking about. Like, what other...
Back to the Future. Lost ended up having time shit
Wait. Back to the Future deal with time?
Yeah, they eventually they had to.
They actually broke.
They went there.
There was no other way to get around it.
God, everyone's a sellout.
God, you know what? I liked that movie, but now I'm not so sure.
Harry Potter ended up doing that.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff the biggest one, the Marvel movies ended up doing that. The Avengers movies eventually went that route. Hey, yo, we got to do time stuff. They all do. Star Wars has resisted. And now I know, now that I've said that, someone out there is going to email me or send me a thing that's like, oh, you didn't read Admiral Thrawn's crazy destiny or whatever, the Admiral Thrawn's Day of the Beach or whatever book that I haven't read, where he helps Han Solo build a time machine with Abe Lincoln or something. I don't know. I haven't read the books, but as far as I know, they haven't messed with time. So food for thought, isn't it?
You're talking about like in the movies or
the main line media of it. Yeah.
Clone Wars never did that?
No.
Is there a Clone Wars episode where they went back in time?
I don't, as far as I know, I don't think so, but I could be wrong. I could totally be wrong. I didn't watch all of it, so.
So, unconfirmed. Maybe. What is the best use of time travel in a sci-fi property that wasn't intended to have time travel event, originally? So, Back to the Future doesn't count.
Yeah.
Damn it.
The Time Machine doesn't count. H.G. Wells.
There's two things I could think of that do this. Both X-Men Days of Future Past and Lost have a time travel thing where someone, it's just someone's consciousness. Like, you know what I mean? They don't physically warp back in time, but they go back to their consciousness at that moment.
They
like,
meditate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I've always thought that was really cool. Like, I can buy that way more than I'm in a machine and now I'm back in, you know, like slipping your consciousness back. And I loved when Lost did that. And I was kind of hoping that was how time travel was going to work in that show. But then the next season, they fully went back to the
future. They went back in
time. We're in the 70s. And that always rubbed me wrong. I'm like, oh, this is kind of like basic. This is basic person time travel. I like what you were doing with the mental stuff. But that's just me.
You know, Game of Thrones kind of does that. Bran can warg into people.
I like that kind of stuff.
I draw the line, though. If you're going to do mental time travel,
yeah,
you can be an observer but not a participant. That's the Derek Acosta rule.
Sure.
I'm fine with people, I mentally went back in time and I was there.
Yeah.
And I saw the conversation and now I know the information. Like, I know where the thing is buried that we need to get. But when they go back in time and then it's like, so now I'm back in time. I can pull the lever. It's like, you didn't physically travel back in time.
Yes. No, I agree. I can get with that.
You know, but
if they were there in that moment back in time and then their consciousness went over, like Rocco said. So now they know to pull that lever that maybe they didn't know last time. That's not okay because I'm fine with that. They were in the room before.
They make a different decision,
right? Because
not,
now they
like,
know.
Like it's not like they're. It's not like they do some event that they were never going to do.
Correct.
It's like they're still in the room.
Nope.
Derek says no. Damn it!
You're physically changing reality at that. You're not. You're no longer an observer. You're a participant. You can't make another decision that has so many ramifications. You may never even end up in the place where you're able to go back in time to begin with. It's a paradox.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why Tenet.
The ground fall the paradox.
Can I say this is why Tenet sucks?
What?
They didn't cover any of this stuff. They didn't even think about it.
No, because it's not time travel. It's inversion.
Yeah.
It's the bullets, if they go backwards, can hurt you harder and badder and worse.
Yeah, and the bad guy can get the thing despite the fact that it is literally impossible for him to do it. Think about it.
I didn't see Tenet, and I was really excited to.
Yeah.
And now I couldn't give half a shit.
Why?
And I don't know what happened. I haven't read
it. We specifically didn't talk about it.
I know.
So that you would maintain your excitement.
Nothing got spoiled. Didn't read any reviews. I'm in the same place I was before, but something happened where it's like everyone else has seen it, and I just don't care anymore.
Well, that's what happened with me.
Yeah.
And Gone Girl. I really want to see that movie. And like everybody I know saw it, and I was like, I really felt like I was going to enjoy that, but I'm not going to go watch it by myself.
You know what? We all have a movie like that. For me, that movie was Us. I was dying to see that. Well, actually, the more it revealed itself to be another horror movie, I was like, I was kind of hoping he would maybe try something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want, I like Jordan Peele's stuff. I wanted his last movie, I mean, and then. I wanted to see that. And then it was like the day it came out, everyone I know saw it. I was like, oh, damn, that sucks. And so then I was kind of like, piss on this movie. I whatever. It wasn't my thing anyway. But I saw it later and I'm
just annoyed that it. I don't like I guess I'm spoiled at this point because I really am like, well, I don't want to go to the theater. So either
I don't think that's unreasonable at all, though.
Well, yeah, but it's like, well, I'm not going to see your movie then.
Yeah.
You decide this.
Dude, drive in, bro.
See, I guess I do have an option, but I'm not.
I think that was such a total loss of faith. Like, why did they do that? And I mean, because I feel like everyone's in the same boat. It's like, I guess I wanted to see it, but now I'm not going to. Like, it just fell into this awkward crack.
Where it wasn't streamed online.
Yeah. Or just save it a year. Like, it really just push it.
Well, we don't know if a year is going to. If anything's gonna be different in a year.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? At least start there. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if they would have put it out for rental for $20, I would have definitely done it.
But, you know, having seen it, I get why they didn't want it to just go straight to TV.
Sure.
I get it. But then, fuck, just push it a year then.
Did I talk,
or 2 years.
Did I mention the fact that I saw Mulan? Did I
no.
cover that?
No, you didn't talk about that at all.
Holy shit, you guys. Let me step into the light for a second. Yeah, I forked over the dough to see Mulan.
Oh, you actually did.
Because I was fucking cripplingly bored one night. It sucks. It's not good. Maybe you've heard. Maybe you've already known. But
that kind of surprise. Well, let me just say, that surprises me because all these live action remakes, typically everyone loves them and they're great.
Let me say, I've actually sat at the end of Mulan, I was like, you know what, mother effer, I've seen more of these Disney live action remakes than I want to admit.
Right.
You know, I've seen
everyone has.
I've seen Cinderella. Yeah. I saw The Jungle Book. I saw. Hey. Aladdin.
Yeah.
Derek, I just saw Cinderella.
It sucked.
It sucked, but unlike Lion King, it was its own thing, I thought. Yeah. It wasn't like shot for shot, line by line.
Like the first one they did, so.
Yeah, but I saw that and I was almost pleasantly surprised is the wrong phrase because I didn't like it. But I was like, wow, it's okay, it's different. That's nice. That's nice for me. You know.
So Mulan, you know, when I started watching it, I actually thought maybe I would like it. It started off pretty cool. The cinematography was pretty cool. Like it had some style to it. Mm-hmm. But I just felt watching it, two things. One, it was beyond cliche. And I actually imagined an alternate movie from China about American lore that was as cliche as Mulan was. I feel like if the roles were reversed, you'd get this movie out of China that is like, oh, a story about America and an invading army. Oh my God, Canada is invading America. And then it cuts to presidential city, middle of America. Because in Mulan, mm-hmm. like they go to like Imperial City, yeah. Central China. And yeah. It's like, you're not even telling me what real city this is. You know, and then that's like, imagine like a general rolling into town being like, we need the oldest man in town to volunteer for the army. Yeah. And some old prospector comes up and, yeah. I mean, you know the story of Mulan. It
right.
was just like so cliche. And then, you know, there was one part of the movie where I felt like it was actually getting pretty cool. Is when they go to war with these Mongolians. I'm going to spoil a little bit of Mulan.
Well,
I mean,
the cartoon's been out for a while.
Here. They go to war with these Mongolians and like the leader of the bad guys ride out on their horses and they're coming towards Mulan and her army. But suddenly they break away and the general's like, no, those are the leaders. Don't let them get away. So Mulan and like this team of 9 dudes, they're like, we're going to get those leaders. And they start riding after him on horseback. And the leaders are riding on horseback and they look behind him and they see like Mulan is chasing him. And they do this cool move where they like jump off the horse but hold on to the reins and their feet like touch the ground and they spring back up and suddenly they're riding backwards on their horse and they like pull a bow and arrow and shoot it and they like kill a guy and it's fucking badass and they shoot an arrow, Mulan dodges it and she pulls out an arrow and she shoots it and it like kills one of those guys and suddenly all these dudes are like jumping off the horse, doing the move, they're all like raining arrows backwards, Mulan's dodging all the fucking arrows. And then she, like, looks around, and everybody's dead except for the last 2 guys on her team who have just abandoned. They're running backwards. They fled. And Mulan has this moment where all the bad guys are getting away, and all of the people on her side are either dead or abandoned her. And she's like, oh, fuck. Oh, what do I do? What do I do? And she goes after the fucking bad guys. Yeah! And she runs after them. And I'm literally, like, we're an hour in the movie. I'm like, fuck yeah! Mulan just fucking kicked in. Let's get these guys.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm on for the ride. Literally, hard cut. Mulan's walking through a swamp, pulling her horse by the reins.
What the hell? What?
Oh, where'd those guys go? Oh no, we lost them. And then some witch shows up. Oh, Mulan, we're not so different, you and I. Let's collect. And the movie just goes on, and I'm like, you had a movie.
Yeah,
you had. Were there. It slipped right through your fingers. Yeah. The rest of the movie should have been that horse chase. That was badass. So then the movie, you know. Devolved into
because
my drivel once again.
I was excited just now. I was like, well, maybe this is
yeah. What
good.
Is Mulan gonna get the bad guys? Mm. You never see those guys again. It's just a fucking like, no, they got away. And here's actually the plan they're doing. They're going to go kill this guy. Oh my God, I have to stop. There's a whole plan now, and yeah, it just gets convoluted again. But for like 5 or 10 minutes, it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I was just blown away that they announced this movie, and I remember when they announced it. Yeah, we're not going to have any of the iconic songs.
We're gonna
remove characters. Oh. We're gonna, you know, the little dragon is not in it, and we're gonna remove all that. And I remember people were like, "What?" And they, but there was like this whole vocal crowd of guys. They're trying to do it in a realistic way, and it's something different. We should embrace that they're doing something different. And then this movie came out, and it's like, yeah, here she is doing flips and jumping from arrow to arrow, flying through the sky. It's like, so this isn't realistic.
No, but hear me out. This is why I started. It's not realistic at all, because it's like the Chinese versus some Mongolians or some like unnamed. You think they're Mongol. Everything is unnamed. Everything is like implied, but it's so generic, it ends up not having any meaning. It's literally like Imperial City, middle of China.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the neighboring army's invading. Go collect the villagers, build an army. It's like, there's no like subtlety here.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just seems like it just sucked.
It sucked. It did. $20 sucker.
Did you rent it? Is that how you get it?
Yeah.
Disney had this thing where you had like get Disney Plus, or I don't know what the fuck they call it. That was like $30 for the month, and then you get the movie, which is, I think, is a dangerous precedent that I don't want people to start doing. Like, don't do this with your subscriptions. Like, I pay the money. That's I get the service. You make it rental separate.
I saw a great like meme image about that. They were like, I'm already subscribing to you, and now you want me to pay for a movie on top of that? This is wrong. Like, someone's yelling that. And then, you know, you ever see the meme with that puppet that's going?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah,
like it was that with an Amazon Prime shirt on. Going. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a different setup.
But, that to me is different. Like, I have no problem if you want to put your movie out like everyone else did, and you can rent it on any Amazon or wherever else. But, like, to make it only there, like, fuck off.
I don't know, man. Disney's got to make money. They're a business.
Yeah.
They got...
Disney is a business.
They laid off 28,000 people. It's sad. My heart goes out to them, but you know who's next is those executives.
Those poor guys.
They're going to get laid off next unless they make that money.
Hope they'll be okay.
They got to do what they got. And I support them. You know, whatever they do, they say Mulan and costs this much. I say how much, how high should I jump? That's me. I'm a fan. That's where I settle.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sean, I think you'd like Tenet. Check it out.
Yeah.
I think they're rushing that out in like November or December.
That makes sense.
So
yeah, maybe I'll.
You know what? Legitimately, you will like Tenet more without the bullshit you have to go through to see it.
Yeah,
seriously.
Honestly. Yeah,
part of the I feel like my disappointment with Tenet was all of this. When's it coming out? How do I see it? What theaters are fucking playing? Do I go to this theater? The mental stress. Do I see it? And then I finally get there, and I'm like, not worth it.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's good, but I agree completely. Like, it was like, just, bro, if they would have gone, 2022, we'll do it. Cool.
You'll like it better.
I would have waited.
You'll like it better when it's just nice and convenient. Oh, Tenet. Boop. Oh, sick, dude. Wow, what are they doing? Crazy.
Sean, you can come to my place and see. I mean, you told me I had a Tenet set up.
I did. I walked into your living room.
You are invited.
Your wall is a TV.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a beautiful, I'm assuming 8K. I don't know. It looks so good.
8K? Come on.
24K. It's kind of cool because rich guy over here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Rich guy.
And then swing over to the other side, my other friend.
Oh.
One versus 99.
Hold on. Nope. Third option.
Keep going.
Keep going. That way. Poor guy over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know how that's like a lot of good financial advice. I'm basically living that rich friend, poor friend, and I'm picking up so much here.
Sure.
One person sees Tenet on his home theater.
Yeah.
The other guy doesn't see Tenet at all.
Exactly. So. Sean, it'll look just like an IMAX screen, and I got a Blu-ray player that'll play the fight scenes forwards and backwards. So you'll be able to kind of see both perspectives. So I think you'll get a lot out of it.
Sean, do you have any moments in your life where you're doing something and then you go, I'm rich? Like this is some rich bitch shit.
Hell yeah.
You never do that?
No, I was, you know, you're making this comparison. I'm laughing at your jokes, which is, you know, very funny. And then I'm thinking, like,
you know, the TVs I have in my house were given to me by my friend Rocco.
Oh shit!
I'm that nice.
He's so he is so nice.
I'm like, so nice.
He is, but I think Derek's right.
Like I don't know. I'll spend a little money on like some shoes, and sometimes I'd be like, oh, I spent a lot on shoes, but they'll be like, nah, rich bitch shit. You know, sometimes you
I think everyone needs to have that feeling. Sometimes, treat like, yo, treat yourself. Exactly. That's what I did when this year unfolded the way that it did, and then we got that. You know, Trump so graciously gave us that $1,200. Yeah. Which I hope,
dude, that was popping. And
I'm saving.
Yo, you don't have to give me more, but I enjoyed it the first time.
Yeah, I'm trying to only spend $1 of it a month, so hopefully it'll last.
I'm still stretching. I got most of it still.
Yeah. No, but like I got that and whatever, and that was my treat myself thing. Was like I want to have like a home theater because I know I'm gonna be here a lot. You know what I mean? Like if I'm gonna be cooped up, let's have this kick ass. You know, so. I really tried to like make everything, you know, set it up really good and whatever. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When that extended Godfather 3 cut comes out, I'm telling everyone, you know, get tested and then I'll let you come over and watch it.
What do you do with the $1,200? Pay rent, Sean? Buy groceries?
The other day I was eating nothing even crazy. I don't know what it was, a pretzel, whatever. And I chipped a tooth like in the back of my mouth, like it chipped.
Yikes.
And it hurts so bad, and I'm just thinking, can I handle this pain, or can I go to the dentist? Because it's going to cost me a lot of money to go to the dentist. Like, can I just tough this out? Can I rip this tooth out myself, or like Castaway? Like, what are my options here?
All right.
So that's kind of where I'm at. Cameo has not gotten back to me about doing those, so that's not gonna. I guess I'm not big enough for Cameo.
Shit,
I guess we're going GoFundMe.
Not only GoFundMe, that's embarrassing.
I don't need charity.
I don't need charity. I just need.
I feel like this is the setup to a bit, and punchline's coming, but maybe not.
Well, before the podcast, I took 3 Advil because my mouth hurts so bad. So I'm just waiting for that punch.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
You got to do what I did, man.
Yeah.
Drink milk every day of your entire first 20 years of your life.
I got bad news about that, Rocco. I can't do that.
Well, then time travel isn't so stupid now, is it? You guys made fun of me. Start inverting your milk and drinking it back then.
I don't get this reference, and I'm frankly pissed off that you're probably spoiling something for me.
Spoiling your...
Things go backwards.
Spoiling milk. Anyway, I don't know. I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, I guess I should address the obvious here. Garrett did not... GDC. This is a GDC episode. Garrett didn't come.
Yep.
I have to say, I kind of like being on the couch, being on the main set.
That couch is comfortable, right?
It's comfortable. Same. There's a different vibe here. You may not see. I have a black wall. I don't even have to see Sean.
I was just going to say.
I'm totally separated from Sean and his germs or whatever.
I was just going to say, we set this black wall up for something else. It probably should have. I didn't even think about, like, should it have come down? Like, we had this open.
I like it.
Yeah, but now Sean's like out of mind.
He's in the isolation made the decision to leave it. I wanted it left.
Okay.
I think it looks better, and I can see. You know, I can hear you.
I think I like it over here on the couch. Is what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah. I might have to initiate a hostile takeover of this seat. We could put Garrett where the White Ranger helmet is, or
that's there. That's just there.
Maybe, I think there's a piano bench by the piano behind us or something.
I guess the nice thing is, I mean, Sean, all you really need to do is hear us. You don't need to see us.
I don't need to see you.
Yeah.
I've seen you enough at this point.
Yeah.
I've seen it all.
Yeah. I mean, we've done these enough, and, you know, you're a beloved part of the show.
Thank you.
So I think it's good that you're
all
doing
you need
your thing.
Is love. Bam, 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 bam. Pink Floyd.
Okay.
So, yeah. Any other subject we want to bring up? It's all fair game.
Did you see
there.
Bill and Ted yet? Can I ruin that for you?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, God damn it. Did you see Possessor?
What?
God fucking shit.
I saw Hocus Pocus and it sucked.
Shut
and the fact that people
door.
Are saying that this is a classic
Shut
holiday
up.
Movie.
Oh, my God.
Fuck off.
Turn his microphone off.
Fuck off.
And stop filming him.
No.
Hocus Pocus is a holiday classic.
No.
And I am not going to stand by while he besmirches the three witches, Sarah Jessica Parker, Meryl Streep, and Selma Hayek. overweight Dame Selma Judy Hayek. And the lovely guy who plays a zombie who rocks. Hocus Pocus rules. What's your problem with Hocus Pocus?
I was telling Sean, I remember being a kid. I'm old enough now to remember when that movie came out. And everyone hated it. It came out and
not me.
And
I loved it.
On the news, they were like, "Oh my god, like this was unbearable." And all my friends didn't like it either. They were like, "It was like embarrassing." And then slowly, every year went by, and then suddenly it became like, "Are we going to get together and watch Hocus Pocus?" It was like, "What happened here?" Like the slow evolution of now it's a classic. But when I was younger, I didn't know anybody who liked it.
I saw Hocus Pocus in theaters when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and instantly like loved it.
Oh, yes. No kidding! I really didn't know anyone. I didn't. I don't really have an opinion on it either way. I don't.
Well, hey, Rocco, watch it. Care either way. You'll be like, "What the fuck? What?"
Yeah.
What is?
But I just remember when I was younger, I didn't know.
I actually probably haven't seen Hocus Pocus since I was 9 years old. Here's the plot of Hocus Pocus.
Did you freeze?
Hold on.
I can't see
That's
you.
It.
There's three witches. There's legit three witches. Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and for lack of a better term, the fat one. I can't remember her name or a better way to describe her. And I know that's fucked. I'm sorry.
What were their names? Like the sisters? What blank sisters?
Hickory Dickory Doc. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
The hot one.
I actually don't know their names.
There's the hot one, Sarah Jessica Parker. Then the leader, Meryl Streep. Whoever, Bette Midler, which one? And then there's the one that likes to cook, and she's homely. All right, it doesn't matter what they look like. That's not the point. Yeah. There's three of them, and they're sisters.
Oh, man.
And they're dead?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then they get resurrected somehow.
Yeah.
The kid from Erie, Indiana gets involved.
He lights a candle.
And they accidentally, here's the cool part. This is why this movie rules. They accidentally resurrect a zombie who is like their henchman, but then it turns out the zombie hates them.
Yeah.
And he has his mouth sewn shut, and he cuts his mouth open. And he's like, literally, he goes, "You're all bitches." Yeah.
Did he say that?
I remember as a kid being like, damn, he's called him the B word or something like that. Maybe I'm remembering it incorrectly, but he tells them off and he joins the good guys. And it's a Rick rollicking adventure from that point on. That's what I remember from Hocus Pocus. Yeah. All positivity. I don't remember any bad parts.
Well, you know.
And at some point, they get on a broom and fly. The witches or the kids. Or both.
Or the brooms all by themselves. We don't know. Well,
did I nail it? Am I right?
The girl,
yeah, no, you're right.
The girl who was in Hocus Pocus, like the main. The girl that Omri Katz has a crush on.
Yeah.
She was in front of me at the Bird and the Bee concert that Sean and I went to.
Oh.
That was it. So.
That's right.
Yeah. So we know she likes Bird and the Bee. That's cool.
That's cool.
That's all I have to really say about Hocus Pocus. I remember thinking it was fine, but it's just funny. As the years go on, it's like the classic Hocus Pocus. And everyone was breathing fire about it when it came out.
Do you want to see my Hocus Pocus face?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, hold on.
Can't see it, though.
Whoa.
They show their teeth, and they like to pucker up, you know, like.
Yeah.
Oh, children. Ooh.
That was the Hocus Pocus face.
That was it.
That was Bette Midler from Hocus Pocus.
I get Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand,
Meryl Streep.
They're all the same person to me. And I know they're very accomplished in their own regard, but
I don't confuse
to me,
Barbara Streisand for Bette Midler or Meryl Streep because I know she's the less talented one. But Bette Midler and Meryl Streep, who could keep track of these two? They're like competing to be the same person. Bette Midler was on Seinfeld. Meryl Streep was in Deer Hunter.
I mean, have you ever seen Bette Midler and Meryl Streep in the same room at the same time?
No.
No, come to think.
I think we're on to something here.
And Bette Midler was in Devil Wears Prada, and Meryl Streep.
No, you already messed that up.
Was in Hocus Pocus.
Uh-oh. No.
No. But, you know they could be interchangeable.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep is always heralded as such a great actress, but I feel like she's one of those actors that is just not in stuff I really like.
No, I think she's heralded as the greatest female actress of all time. Or, you know.
Yeah. Whenever
like the greatest ever.
Whenever you see her at the award show, she's sitting there.
Front row.
Couldn't look more fucking full of herself. Like, yeah, I've got nominated again for the 80th time. I don't give a fuck.
I agree with Rocco. I saw Julie and Julia.
Yeah,
Who cares?
I saw her in the new Mary Poppins. Like, cool.
Yeah. Did you see Carrie Ann Moss in the Matrix trilogy?
I did.
Show some respect.
That's right.
Come on.
Did you see who's better than Meryl Streep? So many.
Literally anyone. Sorry, Meryl.
Yeah. Did you see Knocked Up? Who's the chicken Knocked Up? She was great.
Katherine Heigl.
Yeah. Katherine Heigl.
Meryl Streep can't even touch Katherine Heigl. Put Meryl Streep in Knocked Up, and that movie sucks. Point blank. Can't argue that.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't.
Yeah, Meryl Streep getting knocked up by Seth Rogen. I would watch that movie.
Meryl Streep. I want to see that.
I'd see that.
Or like,
I'm
Meryl Streep be like Mary Jane in Spider-Man. No, wouldn't be very good.
Kirsten Dunst, way better than Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep and Ryan Gosling in La La Land. Nah.
No, thank you.
Nope. No, I'll take Emma Stone. I'll take Emma Stone. Thank you.
Kirsten Dunst kicks Meryl Streep's ass in acting.
Hate to tell you. Tried to told you, Meryl.
Imagine Meryl Streep in Interview with the Vampire playing that little kid vampire.
Yeah, nice try.
It's a fucking joke.
You're an old woman.
Yeah, what a parody.
Yeah.
God. The ego on you thinking you could play a kid vampire.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah. I gotta agree.
Kirsten Dunst nailed it.
Yeah, Kirsten's way better than you.
Honestly, Roseanne in the right role. There's roles that Roseanne nails where she is at least as good as Meryl Streep in her best role.
I agree.
What was the last big movie Roseanne did? Like, what movie did she just kick ass in?
I can't tell you a single movie.
You know?
Yeah,
she was in Home on the Range. I can't think of anything else.
Is she in our movie?
How did you know that?
Yeah. She did a voice in it,
was she in Home on the Range?
A cow.
She was a cow in
this. They were all cows.
You said that like it was an insult.
Was like, no,
she
no,
played a cow.
I don't think there's any other roles in the movie other than cows. It's all cows.
I never saw
it. It's like who does Owen? Wow, Owen Wilson. Who does he play? Who does he play in Cars? A car. Wow. You know, I don't know. What else do you need
to
know?
Is that an insult? No.
Like Meryl Streep. I do like Meryl Streep. I like Bette Midler too. I do not like Barbara Streisand. Legitimately,
really.
All jokes aside, I don't care for Barbara Streisand.
I don't have any opinion either.
Maybe
way.
I've never seen a Barbara Streisand role that appealed to me.
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
She kicked ass in that. Right?
We'll have to watch that for Movie Club. Yeah. I've never seen that one.
Not the first one. Let's just watch the second one. Yeah, I don't know.
Close to me licking my mustache. I got a rug, you know. It's hard to trim this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking seltzer water, and I'm belching into the microphone. I'm having a rough night tonight.
Yeah.
Why is it close on me? God.
To be totally honest, to be totally real, I feel like this happened before 64X, too. We've got... In case people out there didn't know, we've got Mega 64 Interactive Hell Festival 2020 coming this weekend, this Saturday, starting at 4 p.m. on Twitch. That's coming up this week, and there's so much to edit and get done and finish by that point that I feel like I'm in the same place I was the week before 64X this summer, where it's like, that's all I've been doing. And then I come to the podcast like, all right, I'm ready to talk about I've done nothing but look at a computer.
That's what I thought. Yeah, we.
You know, I'm like, I haven't gone anywhere or done anything. So I feel like king loser here. I feel bad. Like I'm not providing.
No, I don't feel like king loser.
Well,
I do. I say I do.
Well, that's the perfect segue to talk about Mega 64 Interactive Hellfest happening this Saturday, October 17th. As Rocco said, we haven't been doing jack shit around here.
Yeah.
Except for creating programming for Interactive Hellfest, coming up with this festival that's going to be all day.
I feel like we've worked so hard on this day. Like, this is, we are blowing our load, our Halloween spooky load for this one, because this is a lot of work.
Yeah, well, Halloween's going to be a confusing mess for a lot of people this year. Like, is anything happening? Am I going somewhere? Or am I not, you know, we're not doing that, or we're not.
No one's trick-or-treating.
Stay inside October 17th, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific. We'll take care of you. It's going to be fun.
Why so late? You know, usually we do it at 12 noon, and we run, you know, all throughout the day. Couple of reasons. One, it's spookier at nighttime.
Yep. That's true.
That's true.
And we have some very spooky programming planned for you guys. Can I say, we have settled the debate if this place is haunted or not.
Yeah.
Because we actually got a bona fide medium.
Yep.
Clairvoyant, psychic, whatever you want to call it. Somebody who communicates with the other side.
Yeah.
To come through here and give us a reading, channeling, if you will. And that's all going to be packaged together in a very, very special presentation that we will be debuting during Hell Festival, among other things that you're going to be very excited for.
Yeah, it's going to be super. We got pumpkin carving, which I am excited for. I haven't done that in a while. I think, honestly, we love Halloween here. Derek especially. I feel like this is his brainchild. He loves Halloween, and it's being taken away from him this year. And so he's bringing it back and giving it to everybody else. And I'm really excited for this. I love it.
Yeah, it's
everyone loves Halloween.
Well, yeah, but I think you especially. This is your jam.
I do like Halloween.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. We've got that and all kinds of hours of stuff. That we've got planned, so definitely stay tuned. We got like a haunted house thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go too far into it.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, haunted houses are closed this year because you can't walk through them. My favorite thing to do is go to the haunted houses.
Yep,
we made our own haunted house.
We got one right here
in the studio.
Yeah,
and it's interactive Hellfest, so you're going to feel like you're going through the haunted house yourself.
Yep,
but don't worry. We also got the two biggest scaredy cats in Mega 64 to actually go through it. That's right.
I wonder who.
Rocco and Johnny.
Oh, God.
You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be... I'm in the same boat as Sean. I'm actually impressed with us that we've been working so hard on this.
Yeah.
It struck me the other day that we've been working for like over a month on all this programming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All for one day. So
please check it out on Saturday. Please hang out with us 4 p.m. Pacific time. You know, get some takeout and then just sit back and relax and watch it with us. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And at the end of tonight's show, at the end of tonight's podcast, we'll show some of the we're going to have, of course, some merch exclusives that are going to come out that day that I think are really cool. I genuinely want all of them. Like, for me, my own personal, I always feel weird wearing our own stuff because obviously it's kind of weird sometimes, but I want all this stuff and I think it all turned out really good. Especially there's one thing in particular that I'm cracking up about. So we'll show those at the end of the show tonight and see what you can get.
You guys say you haven't done anything this week. I did something this week. I actually went to the Del Mar Fair Scream Zone.
I was going to do that.
Oh,
drive-through haunted house.
Oh, Derek, yeah. I'm
Road
so glad.
Kill.
Because what? I heard about people doing this and thought this is a terrible idea. Someone's going to die. If I'm behind the wheel of a car and I'm scared, I can't guarantee you I'm not hitting the gas. Like, that seems like someone's...
When I heard about drive-through haunted houses, that was my first thought. Okay, you startled me. I'm going to speed my car up.
I bet you they don't scare the driver. I bet they scare everybody else.
Right?
Maybe you got to put your car in park or
scare the driver.
Okay, good. I'm going next week.
Is it like? Because I'm just like, okay, I'm going to keep refreshing Twitter until I hear about the first death. Like, what?
I don't think there's going to be a death. It's funny. I feel like that is telling of your personality that would be.
I just jump and like I can't tell you where my feet are gonna go. Maybe it's a pedal.
I'm sorry.
I do.
So how it works is you have to buy a ticket like a week in advance. They only allow so many people per night. So you may not have to go a week in advance. You might be able to do it a day or two in advance, but it sells out. So I got mine for Friday night, And I got mine a week in advance. I showed up. I booked it for 8 p.m. I got down to the fair at 7:30, and they just, like, you know, wave everybody in. I think if you're within 45 minutes or something, you're good to go. And you basically just get in line. It was kind of cool because they make you drive backstage at the Del Mar Fair. So if you go to the fair, you get to enter areas that you would never get to take your car.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, I'm already digging. I dig that.
So I like that. There was also like a concert going on at the same time. Weird. So they were like, are you here for the Scream Zone or the concert?
That is kind of weird.
So I guess they were doing like tailgating concerts where they have a stage set up and a band performs that. And then people sit in their car and then mingle with each other.
Oh, I was just going to say, too, what you were saying about going backstage at the fairgrounds and stuff like that. Just to clarify, in case people don't know, that is where we do the Faircast every year. I mean, we didn't this year, but that's where we typically do it. So it's a San Diego staple. That is kind of cool. You get to see a different side of it.
So this is where it's very 2020. I'm backstage. Yeah. I'm in a line of cars, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. They have this thing that's like rules of the road posted on a sign, and I could barely squint and make out like don't go over 3 miles an hour. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever that says.
Whatever.
Got it. Yeah. something about not drinking while driving. Yeah. Whatever. So and then you pass the rules. You're in line, and they have like all the food vendors. Oh. From the fair set up.
What?
Euros. Ooh, I like this. And kettle corn.
Okay, I like this.
And
I'm liking this.
It's almost like if you ever cross the border, you go into Mexico and you're trying to come back and there's like the salesman like walking up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
If you've ever crossed the border, it's like that. You know, they got like rugs on or like chiclets for sale or whatever, porcelain piggy banks. Yeah. Well, here they're slinging like euros and kettle corn. Literally, I was just sitting down and some guys yelled at me like, hey, you want a bag of kettle corn? And I was like, no, thanks. He's like, all right, it's good, but whatever, you know. And then you get in there, and so they basically corral everybody into a line, and they say, like, stay one car length distance behind the car in front of you and go 3 miles an hour and turn your headlights off, but keep the running lights on. Those are basically the rules. And what can I say? Like, I definitely felt like I was living in a post-apocalyptic world.
Really?
You know, like it was, but I kind of liked it for that reason. It was charming. I love haunted houses, and it was sad to me to be in a situation where this wasn't a real haunted house. I couldn't actually walk through it. If you told me 5 years ago, hey, in 2020, the haunted house you go through is just going to be drive-through, and it's going to be like mostly animatronics set up in the back old stables of the Del Mar Fair with a bunch of like this is what it was. It was mostly animatronics, a bunch of stuffed dummies. So it's things shaking, things moving, just bodies. And then maybe like 50 people spread out sporadically through it. And then they just kind of limber and lumber towards you. And they'll like run up to your car and like shake a rattle or they'll come up to your window and then pop out of sight and then pop back up. Hi! and then it was themed. So they had like a whole section that was like Pennywise clowns. They had one. My favorite was Camp Crystal Lake, where they pumped some fog in and then displayed some light on the fog so it looked like water, like the reflection of water.
Huh.
And then they set up some docks and you're driving through the docks and like Jason is there. Oh. I got scared like once or twice, but you know, if you go to a lot of haunted houses, you know, it's not so much scary. It's more just like the vibe, and then the people who work at haunted houses are kind of the worst part. You know, they're kind of like the shittiest people. Like, they're either going to scare you or annoy you, right? And they make like stupid comments. So I was driving at one point. I drive a Nissan Juke. This ended up being a point of conversation for like three people who haunted me, because all they can comment on is your car. So I'm driving by and you know, I'm trying to convey that most of the way they scare you in this drive-through haunted house is just talking to you through your window. Oh. They might run up to you, but they kind of make you feel on edge. Like, you can keep the window rolled up and not have a mask on, or you can roll it down and have a mask on.
Hmm.
And all the people who are working the place have a mask on, too. I kept my window rolled down. Everybody else kept their window rolled up. I also had the sunroof open. So one guy came up to the passenger side, and he's like, hey, roll the window down. You better roll the window down or I'm coming through the roof. You know, saying stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And the girls in the car were like, ah, ah. But then I was driving, and some guy came up to my side of the car, and he's like, oh, a Nissan Juke. What is this, your girlfriend's car? And I was like,
what?
I was like, no, it's my car. And then the guy kind of felt bad. He was like,
good taste.
What? Yeah. So I did the all same right. thing. I was like, I laughed at it. I was like, okay, all right, whatever. Fuck yeah. you. And then I kept on driving and I come around. We come to this like psycho circus part. And I see the car in front of me, and there's this girl, like a crazy clown with like a big mallet, and she's like swinging it at the car in front of me, pretending to hit it. So when I pull up, she comes up to my car, and I shout at her, and I'm like, "You better not touch my car. This is a $100,000 car." And she freezes. She's like, oh. And then I drive past her. She like leans back and looks at the logo. She's like, "Yeah, your Nissan." So I got her. But it was just shit like that. People like shouting at you and telling me my car sucked and running up to the car and shaking.
Yeah.
So
how long was it?
Yeah. It probably took 45 minutes to get in and out, and probably like 20 minutes was going through the line.
How much was it per car?
45 a car.
No, it was 60. Oh,
that's on the week, yeah.
60 per car, and you can have up to 4 people per car, and then you can pay extra for a bigger car, like a supersized SUV, which I think is like 85.
Gotcha.
And I bought a ticket, and then something came up, and I wasn't going to go, but then it was a non-refundable ticket, and I felt like, well, shit, I really want to do this, but I don't want to buy 2 tickets. I don't think $120 is worth it, and it's definitely not. But 60, you know... We had 3 people, $20 a person for an hour to go through a haunted house in 2020. Yeah.
That's like 15 a person.
Hey, I kind of feel like anything to do to get out of the house at this point is a win. $60 to do that for the evening sounds like a good deal.
Let me say, all said and done, when it was over, everybody in the car loved it, including me. I had a great time.
Yeah,
I was driving out. People were shouting, "How was it? Was it scary?" And I was like, "Oh, I got fucked up. Somebody got in my car. I'm fucking soaked.
There's someone in my trunk."
Shouting that, I had a great time. People were like being communal and stuff. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was fun. If you have a drive-through haunted house, I say go check it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to I'm not going to discuss the movie. We brought it up like 80 times, but just to what you're saying, Derek, I saw Tenet multiple times this year just for that reason. But just for that reason, it was something happening, and the drive-in I hadn't been, and it was such a good experience that any chance like someone wanted to go, I went. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because it was like, oh, something's happening. Oh, great. You know, and I feel safe doing it, so.
I like the drive-in, and I don't usually stay for both movies, but I saw there's a double feature playing that I want to see, Possessor, and then I heard another horror movie. I don't remember the name, but I guess it's by the people that made Final Destination.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a good Halloween double feature, so I'm gonna try to check that out.
Yeah,
maybe this week, and next time you see me, I'll have a review.
I've been watching Alias.
Nice.
I thought you weren't enjoying that.
I'm not, but they are, and we watch an episode tonight, like we did Lost, but we all make fun of it, and it's stupid.
Cool.
terrible show. But the point is, it ended. I'm watching on Amazon Prime, and it ended, and then there was a suggestion to me. And it was like a movie, but it was nothing but like the intermission things that they play at drive-ins.
Yeah,
throughout, I think I've seen the 50s, that. Whatever.
Yeah,
and I put it on a lark.
Yeah,
and I was like, I gotta go to the fucking drive-in.
Yeah,
it made me want to go so bad.
Yeah, seriously,
it's really great.
Yeah, it's like the little hot dog guy, like, come on to the snack bar, and it's like, this fucking rules. Yeah. I'm going. So yeah, I really want to go. I should go.
Yeah, it's really like non-committal. It's fun.
It's
like,
just as fun as you remember. It's great.
And that's really like anytime I had a chance to, it was like, I just want to do something. Like I need to expose myself to other things than screens here. You know, so
yeah,
but.
Today I had to go to my dad's house to drop off a pan, and I took all of the kids, and we just dropped off the pan and drove home because they hadn't been out of the house in a week and a half. So it's like, hey, you haven't seen the outside world. This is going to suck, but it's something, so let's go.
Yeah, let's go on a standard pan drive.
A pan handoff. Pan
drive. Nice.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I remember there were times where it was – you know, obviously I didn't have the freedom to go wherever like I do now. And there were times I was really diligent about my homework and my, stuff I worked on. And so then it would be like getting out of the house at all was like Disneyland, mm-hmm. So my parents are like, I think we're going to go to Home Depot. Let me go to Home Depot. Let me go. I mean, I used to look forward to it. Like, you know, there were times where it's just like, I just realized I haven't gone anywhere for like a month. Like, I just, I don't know. I would like forget. I just wouldn't go outside. I wouldn't do whatever. And then it would be like going to Home Depot was like a treat. Wow. Look at all the lumber. Okay.
You know, I told you guys before, talking about going outside, how I love one of my neighbors and I fucking hate the other neighbor.
Yeah.
And the neighbor who had the Corona parties, who still has Corona parties every weekend, for the record. Like, every weekend since this started, he's had a fucking party. And I fucking hate this guy.
Well, that kind of proves something, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I guess. So, although there was a two-week break that he didn't have. I don't know.
oh, shit.
Anyways.
What happened there? I'm afraid
hanging
to
out with the kids in the backyard, and his window is open, and his girlfriend's in the house, and I hear her say, ugh. They're in their backyard again. And he goes, yeah, I know. Ugh. And it's like, where else can I fucking go, assholes?
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
I'm in my backyard with my fucking kids, and you're giving me shit?
Oh.
Ugh. I hate this fucking guy.
Yeah. That's so
annoying.
When
did this happen?
2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out there back there again.
What were you doing in your backyard? Can I ask, what were you doing in your backyard?
We have a little setup table, and we're doing arts and crafts in our backyard.
What were you thinking?
Holy shit.
What were you thinking? Dude,
they looked out the window, and they saw you doing arts and crafts.
Me and the kids doing little arts and crafts.
They're in the backyard again. They're doing fucking arts and crafts.
God. What are they doing? They're making the most of their time. Ew, I hate these young people.
Oh, they can't literally go anywhere else and they're doing something with their kids. Fuck them.
So you heard her say that and you heard him say it. Did you respond at all?
I just looked at them and then I think they realized then that the window was open and then they just like disappeared. But I just like didn't break contact, just like that. And I don't know, but fuck that guy, dude. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting because I have a neighbor who is a psycho, who's a fucking psycho, who's oftentimes doing psychotic shit out in the front yard. And I stand in my window and I just watch him. And I'm like cavalier. I'm just like, yo, show's on. And sometimes I wonder, like, does this dude see me watching him? And now that I listen to your story, I think he does.
Yeah, he sees. He knows.
Because, like, maybe a month ago, this dude was, I don't know, having an episode. He was had a shirt off and was screaming. Was, like, banging on the window of his house.
Oh, my God.
Was screaming, like, the N-word.
Whoa.
He was screaming. Oh. This guy is not the type of person that you would think would be screaming the N-word. Let me just say.
Yikes.
Wrong race, if you know what I mean. Oh, my God. But he was screaming, call the cops. I'm going to say ninja. Call the cops, ninja. Call the cops, ninja. And then he turns around, and I'm in the window. I think I even have like a seltzer water watching him. And he like turns around, and I feel like he's like looking at me and like gesturing towards me and saying it. Call the cops.
Yikes.
Call the cops. So I reach over. Boop, and flip off the lights. And then I just think to myself, like, there, now he can't see me. And then I just stay in the window. But now I'm thinking he must have seen me and was just, like, probably talking directly to me.
Oh, yeah, God. Probably.
My other trick to do sometimes when I feel like maybe they do see me looking at them is I'll just take a few steps back from the window, right, with the thought that, like, well, now I'm standing farther back in my – it's my kitchen. Now I'm standing further back in my kitchen. So surely you can't see – you know, I'm, like, hiding behind the windowsill. You can't see me now.
Yeah.
But they probably do see
There is
me.
Something like the I love the movie Rear Window.
Yeah.
Cuz just the idea of like watching people do their thing and it's like, you know, you he's that. Just watching people live their lives and he's just checking it out and it's entertaining.
So, here's let me there's so much I want to say about this. My family is from New York City. Mm-hmm. My dad particularly grew up in New York City and he has always had this philosophy that if you were doing something out in public or even like because in New York City, he grew up in skyscrapers. So he would like hear people fighting in like, you know, the window across the way or next door. So he would like watch people through their windows in their house if they were like fighting or having drama or like people walking around naked or whatever. Now, I don't advocate for spying on people's in people's windows.
Right.
I'm not going to throw my dad under the bus. Whatever, you grew up in New York in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Maybe that was a thing back then, but I find that creepy. I feel like if I was in that situation, I'm not going to look. But if you're doing something in public and I'm in my house, is it rude of me to watch?
No.
Question. You're in public.
All right. You're having an episode and the cops come and arrest you and you're getting, you know, you're fucking freaking out with the cops and I'm in my house watching from the window. Am I an asshole? No. Should I like not watch?
No. You know? That's newsworthy.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
As I mentioned last week, I live next to an alley. And I saw a guy taking a shit next to my house. All kinds of crazy shit happens next to my house. Happy to say I'm moving in November, so I can say this clearly. But for the past 5 years, I've lived in a place where all kinds of crazy stuff has happened. One time, these they're not bank robbers because they were like college students, but these guys like stole an ATM machine and put it in the back of their car. And then the cops chased them down my street. And then they crashed into like an electrical tower, you know, because I have one of those like electrical hubs. Whoa. It's not a power plant, but it's like one of those like, you know, big towers that's fenced off. They crashed into that thing.
Whoa.
And then they got out of the car and they ran into an apartment complex. So the cops followed them and then had these dogs and sick dogs. It was insane. It was like an action movie.
Damn.
It was like 4 a.m. and I'm like at my wit. I even came out of my house for that one. I'm like, you know, in my pajamas talking to the cops, like, yo, what's going on? But yeah, the cops are like, go back inside.
Yeah.
I always, you know, especially when that guy was like talking to me, like, call the cops. I was like, am I rude? Should I give him some space? I mean, I'm in my house. He's in public.
Yeah.
You guys say no.
If it's in public, that's different.
Yeah. I mean, if there's like a car accident outside, like when I lived at my old condo, like on that busy road, there was car accidents all the time. And I always go and look and see what was going on, you know. Yeah. Can I help? No. Okay, I'm going to look and see what's going on now.
I'm not really concerned about car accidents, but for me, it's when somebody is having like a low point.
Sure.
When they're having maybe a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Or they're being arrested. Or it's like a fist fight, you know, like a low, something somebody would be embarrassed to have somebody stand and watch.
Yeah.
But I'm standing and watching because I'm like, well, this is my house and you're in public. So.
But I also feel like if it was outside your house, I don't know. I think you got a right to know what's going on.
Now, if
you're at a store, if someone had a breakdown in the middle of a store and they need help and there's people trying to help them, I wouldn't be there.
Going
on.
Yeah.
No.
That's rude. That's rude.
That's how
but
I feel.
But if it's in front of your house, I think you have a right to like, okay, like let's
I'm
make
in
sure
my kitchen,
this is all
like,
good.
You know, washing dishes and the shit starts going down. I'm like, oh shit. What? I mean, this is some crazy shit happening in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I think if it's at your home, I think it's a little
plus
different.
Plus, doing the dishes is fucking boring. And now it's got way more entertaining for you. So I think you're fine, Derek. But I think you're right, Rocco. Don't go to the store. If you're in the store and you see something happening,
just move on.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
When I moved into this house, the guy who lived there before me, because I came and like looked at the house and I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about moving in. He was like, yep, you're never gonna be bored in this place. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I don't even pay for cable living in this house. And I was like, what? Doesn't even pay for cable. He's like, yep, I don't need to watch TV. There's always something going on outside this window. And that shit was true. He wasn't lying.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm moving to a much nicer neighborhood now.
Nice.
When was the last time you watched Rear Window?
Me? High school? You never seen it, Kevin? I watched it like 10 years ago.
It got re-released like a month ago.
Yeah.
Still good. That's one of those few older movies that I'm like, this holds up as good as...
I feel like the end wouldn't work today. Like the climax of that movie and how we, like whatever is just like, this is so anticlimactic. It doesn't play right now. But the movie itself is great.
It's still pretty good. Yeah, overall.
I love it. I think that's my... That and Psycho are my favorite Hitchcock movies for sure.
Yeah, I've always been a Psycho.
Speaking of Psycho, Rocco's wearing the shirt.
Yeah, this is the original movie poster.
That is my favorite shirt you own, Rocco. That's it.
Well, yeah, because it's a good movie. You just said it.
You just said Hitchcock's best.
Yeah, Hitchcock's best.
I love it.
Hitchcock himself.
And, you know, I didn't like The Birds as much as those movies, but The Birds, I think, as a younger person, scared me more than any of them. Because when I was a kid, you see them like they pecked out someone's eye. I was like, I can't watch this. I can't. That really scared me.
Dude, I told you the story, right? When I watched that, because we watched all the Hitchcock movies in high school. The birds, we watched the birds, got out of class, and then there was a gigantic bird attack. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Right after that, and it was like a little crow being attacked and torn apart by other crows. And it was like right in front of the fucking class, and everyone was like having their mind blown. It was fucking gnarly.
Yeah. That I remember you told me about
that. Stuck with
me.
It was scary.
I know they remade Psycho. Didn't they remake Birds, or am I crazy?
No.
No, they did. They did a lousy sequel to it. Like
the
Birds 2 Land's End came out in the 90s, and it was bad. You know, and Psycho got like 3 or 4 sequels too. You know, but has anybody seen any of those?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I saw Psycho 2 on TV, and it has Anthony Perkins in it.
Yeah.
He starred in all of them.
Unfortunately, he got pigeonholed, and he played.
That's the only thing he ever did for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Are you
and
serious?
Psycho 2 came out 22 years after Psycho 1. And I remember as a kid thinking, like, how could you make a movie 22 years after the original?
Yeah.
But, you know, they're doing that now.
Yeah.
You know, with like Tron, and that movie just came out. That was like a long.
Well, Blade Runner was like that.
Runner.
Those were both 28 years later, I think.
Damn. Except that was actually good. Those were good.
Yeah.
Psycho was god awful.
Well, I've never seen any of the sequels, but Psycho 2 and I think maybe 3 were on Blu-ray for like $5 or something. I was like, you know what? Screw it. Ah. And so I have them.
Waste of $5.
I'll let you know. Maybe I'll feel different. And I really don't think I will. But anyway, I felt bad. That actor, he's a really good actor, but after he did Norman Bates, that was kind of it. He was in Black Hole, though. Did you guys like him in Black Hole?
He was in Black Hole, yeah.
He really shredded the screen in Black Hole.
I think we officially talk about Black Hole more than any other podcast on the internet. Woo! Yeah.
There's got to be some film podcast that brings it up a lot.
No. Literally, nobody gives a shit about this movie more than Mega 64.
Get ready. Get ready for the onslaught. You're going to hear from all the Black Hole nuts out there.
Well, I'm sure they will, but I asked them, direct me to a podcast that talks about Black Hole more than us. You cannot.
I'm telling you. Black Hole nuts, won't you come email us today?
What are they going to email us? Which podcast?
I exist.
What? I know they exist.
Yeah.
You're not answering, Rocco. The question at hand is, which podcast talks about Black Hole more than the Mega 64 podcast?
I'm sure there's a film podcast.
Answer
that does.
The fucking question.
And someone's going to let us know. They're going to be like, I listened to Cinema.
No.
Cinema Tech.
No. You were saying the Black Hole nuts are going to let us know they exist.
Yeah. And their army together, they all listen to the Cinema Tech podcast. Is that a real thing?
Is that an Angry Video Game Nerd podcast?
No, that's Cinemassacre. That's different. Oh. That's not even the same. I don't even know what you're talking about. Honestly, I literally don't know.
Is Loading Ready Run a thing still?
Yeah.
Do they?
They do a lot of streams and stuff.
Hell yes.
Well, they're not going to be as good as our stream on Saturday.
We should collaborate with them. We should see. Maybe they can call in on Saturday.
Yeah. Let's get everyone. I want everyone to call in, no matter what group you're with. No matter who you are.
Are the Frag Dolls still a thing?
No. But maybe they'll be back Saturday.
Maybe we'll resurrect them from the grave.
Yeah, it's a Halloween resurrection. Let's do it. Bring them back. Bring back, do a new pure. We're going to have a new Pure Ownage segment. Ownage. We're going to have a new, you know, Strong Bad emails or whatever. We're going to have. What else is there? Zombo.com is finally going to get updated.
What was the other Frag Dolls one? The Unicorn Squad? Team Unicorn?
Team Unicorn. They're getting a new sketch ready for Friday or Saturday.
Wasn't Weird Al in their very last sketch?
He was, yeah.
Oh, Kiss of Death.
Yeah. All he had to do not do that.
Weird Al will sink a project, man, let me tell you.
And dude, he just did the fucking Postal Service thing, too.
Oh, we should... Wait, we didn't even bring that up. Hold on.
What?
So, last week... Okay... There is a band that did one album, the Postal Service. It was a few different musicians.
Yeah.
Ben Gibbard, Jenny Lewis, and
Ricky,
or what's his name?
Yeah, I don't know. Ricky.
Ricky Postal. Ben Sinkowitz, or I don't know what his name was.
I don't know, but he's in a big band. Whatever.
Ben Folds 5. Yeah, it's got to be him.
Yeah, Mark Montalbano.
Anyway, they did an album, the Postal Service, Give Up. It came out in the early
2000s. 2003.
Kind of electronic-y, you know, whatever. One of my favorite albums.
Rocco, it's in my top 10 albums for sure.
Me too. I'm going to agree with you. They never did another album, and all along people were like, do something, do something. Well, after 10 years, they did a reunion tour. That was it. They never did a new album. That's just it. The early last week, they put a trailer on Twitter. October 7th, get ready, or whatever it said.
It was now accepting the waiting line or whatever.
Yeah,
the elevator music.
Yeah.
They made an Instagram account.
Yes.
For this.
And they said October 7th, stay tuned. Put out a little trailer with the logo. Their Twitter account started, popping off again. It's like, something's happening. I've never seen more people tweet all caps. Oh my God, new album! New album! I mean, Johnny, he's not here. Listen, Johnny fully, and I'm not even blaming him because a lot of people did this, created a thing in their mind. Johnny literally tweeted, oh my God, a new album. Is this really happening? And it's like, and I remember looking at it like, no one has said new album.
Right.
I am scared everyone's just getting their hopes up. But I did too. It's like, it must be something good if they're doing a trailer for it.
I mean, I was getting texts from you, Johnny.
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting me.
Yeah. So in case anyone doesn't know what it ended up being, they did a funny little sketch on Zoom.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Missed that?
They did.
I didn't hear anything about this.
I've got good news for you because they recorded it. They did fake auditions to be in the band.
Wow.
Through Zoom.
Didn't they do that exact skit? Wasn't that literally a thing that already happened?
Yeah, they did. When they did their 10th anniversary in 2013, they did a sketch where they were auditioning musicians. And it was a sketch that went on like 22 minutes and it really wasn't funny. Mm. But here's what's different. I will give them credit.
Is it funny this time?
Okay. No, no.
Oh,
but this one's on Zoom and that one was IRL. kind of cool to see the difference.
Also, the whole reason why they did this,
to
let people know, there's an election coming up, and you should vote.
Yeah, Derek, I don't know. We could talk after. Did you know there was an election coming up?
So, thank God. Thank God the Postal Service told me, because otherwise I would have no idea that there was an election coming
up. Hold on. Wait a second, guys. I'm a fan of Ben Gibbard. I love District Sleeps Alone Tonight.
Yeah.
Election, you say?
That's what I'm saying.
Can they tell me who is running?
They didn't go into it.
Yeah.
They didn't go into that far. We didn't dive into the ballots.
It would have been too complicated, I think.
Or the propositions or anything like that.
They didn't even say Prop 22 once.
Said
vote.
Didn't say that.
They didn't legalize Indian gambling or nothing.
But you should see the first one, the first tweet. What is happening? The first tweet was so...
Are you okay? Do you smell toast?
I heard music. Am I crazy?
No.
I'm in this realm. No music. Sorry. Anyways.
We're talking about a band.
I heard it. the hype. The trailer had like 1.2 million views. Everyone's so fucking excited.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then they released the thing, and it is so fucking... mean, and everyone hates it. And
seriously,
everyone's so pissed.
Every reply to it was, fuck you guys. I'm done waiting for you. Fuck you all. I mean, there is not one reply that's like, well, this is fun. I mean, it is all like, don't post a fucking trailer next time. I don't give a fuck about this. I'm not voting anymore. Fuck off. I mean, it is like they might as well have done nothing.
It couldn't have gone worse. And I told Rocco, all they had to do, if you want to make a dumb 25-minute thing about voting, go ahead.
Yeah, just upload it. Do it.
Just upload it, and everyone would be like, oh, they did something else. How funny is that? Whatever. But the trailer leading to you start building your own picture like Johnny did. And Johnny already had the track list in his head.
Yeah.
It didn't exist. There's no album, but
Johnny,
people are mad.
And I know he's watching, and Johnny, I'm going to insult you right now. He has a problem with building things up in his head that don't exist.
That's true. That is true. I'm not even
Because I was trying to prank Johnny last night, and I couldn't because I was trying to make him think there was a ghost in the studio. And instead of walking down the dark hallway, I asked him to walk down. He immediately turned around and started knocking on every door in the studio saying, where's Rocco? Where's Kevin? I know they're going to fuck with me. I know they're going to jump with me. And I was like,
and I'm not,
never mind. I just want you to walk down an empty hallway, but you you think that there's a whole army of people down. It's fucking empty, Johnny.
So
it was an empty hallway.
And he's not gonna want me to
Boom.
Bring. Yeah, he's not gonna want me to bring this up. He always, but he did this. We went and got like burritos and came back. This is all we've been getting Halloween material prepared over the last few weeks. I guess it's in his head, but we've got burritos back. Came into the studio and he saw a couple office doors were closed and he just started going, "Someone's fucking with us. Someone's fucking. Why are these doors closed? Why are these doors closed, dude? I'm not going down there. Yeah. I'm not going down there." And it's like, I just completely ignored him. I was like, "I'm going to be eating in the. I'll be in the editing room eating this burrito."
Yeah.
He didn't eat for another 20 minutes because he's going.
And then I'm trying.
Down there.
I'm trying to fuck with him and I can't do it because he has all these like imaginations going on.
So when that happened, to be fair though, when that happened last night, I heard that whole. Interaction.
Yeah, you banged on the wall.
I was in the editing room editing while I heard all that happening. And so then I went, well, when in Rome. And I hit the editing room door so hard.
Yeah, he made us jump.
And
he scared
was,
the shit out of
us. What the fuck? What's happening? What? So I knew it.
It all paid off.
So the prophecy was fulfilled.
He thought me and Rocco were working together, and we were. So, gotcha.
Got him.
We're talking politics. I'm going to get political with it.
Uh-oh.
Vote. Did you know there's an election going
on this year? This whole podcast was our skit.
Vote.
We should put up trailers for this podcast to hype everyone up.
And
it'll have like the version 4 logo.
Yeah,
and
it'll
have like all this stuff. And then we go, "Hey guys, do you know there's an election?"
Legitimately
coming?
Though, when it comes to the election, register to vote and go vote. And I'm not just saying that like postal service, dumbass.
Yeah.
Did you know there's an election? But I found out something I honestly didn't know. I'm a millennial. I'm going to say it. Millennial here. Yep. Look at me, baby. You want to know why Applebee's is out of business? You're looking
this
at
guy.
It. You want to know why golf isn't in the Olympics anymore? It's because I don't give a this shit. You want to know what happened to Chili's? I didn't go there. Sorry.
You know who was offended by Bill Burr's monologue? This guy.
Me. Yeah. This guy. Who cancels and who wakes? I do, baby. The millennials. So I'm a millennial. Rocco's a millennial. Sean's a millennial. Everybody here's a millennial. Most of the people watching are millennials. And I found out there are
I'm a zoomer, actually. But go ahead.
You are not. You wish. But you were not born 1997 or later.
I am 20. Go ahead.
There are more millennials in America than boomers. What?
Whoa.
Yes, that's fucking true. And I didn't know that, but look it up for yourself. It's fucking true. And I'm always sitting here on my rump thinking, God, all these fucking old people are fucking everything up. And they're, you know, they make all the decisions. Bullshit. Well, you know what? The last election, 2016, that was the last election where boomers had the majority vote.
Getting them.
Assuming every millennial out there registered and did vote, we would have the keys to the kingdom, baby.
We
would be in the driver's seat. So frankly, I don't give a fuck who you vote for. I really don't give a shit because this isn't about parties or power. Well, it is, but it's about giving millennials the power.
Yeah, I want the power.
Honestly, I'm not going blue or red. I'm pure ageism, baby. Young versus old. The boomers, bye-bye. Millennials, we take the power. Please register and vote. If you don't believe me, look it up. There's more millennials of voting age than there are boomers.
Yeah. Fuck.
In America, our time has come.
I already voted. It was the easiest fucking thing.
Yeah.
Got the thing in the mail. Boop, 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 went to the thing, dropped it off in a little box.
So did Easy. You do you have to put a T or do you have to spell the whole name out before you vote for president?
Yeah. Did you have to write
for
this
you?
Whole last name?
Voting for you?
T-R-U-M-P or just T-2020?
Or do you just check a box? Do you have to write his name or do you check it?
Kanye's on the ballot.
Yeah.
Oh, you voted for Kanye.
No, I didn't vote for Kanye, but I did see his dumb name there and I thought, nah. I guess if you're rich, you don't do anything.
That joke
huh?
keeps paying off for sure. I think that's funny.
Yeah, if you're just rich, you can just do what you can fuck up whatever you want to fuck up if you got enough money to do it.
Hold on,
anger, dude.
Don't make jokes about it. He's going through a lot.
Why are you guys mad that Kanye is running for vice president? By the way, he downgraded without telling anybody.
Yeah,
vice president Kanye. What's the problem with vice president Kanye?
Yeah,
I think you're jealous.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't, you know, undercut me in my campaign, Derek Acosta 2024.
When there are things
Next
that I see
be,
in when there are things that I in life I think are like a waste of my time, I actually really my brain goes into disconnect mode. Like, don't interact with that thing. Don't bring it up. Don't go into it. It's wasting more of your time.
Yeah, I do too.
So when Kanye West gets brought up, I'm off. And it reminds me when there was a couple weeks ago he pissed on a Grammy.
Yeah,
like he put a Grammy in the toilet. This is gonna sound weird. I don't know how else to say this. But because I guess a long time ago, you know, I barely remember, but I guess I pissed on the Ouya when it didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, I've done the same thing.
By the way, before you continue with your story, I didn't hear about this, but I pretty much have the same sentiment towards the Grammys.
Okay.
They're,
well, I'm not disagreeing. I'm no okay. disagreement for me.
We're on the same page.
No disagreement for me. However, what I wasn't prepared for was the trauma of having everyone you've ever known send you a clip of another guy pissing on something. I checked my phone that day and it was like, did something bad happen? Like, what? Is everything okay? Video of a guy pissing, autoplay. Video of a guy pissing, autoplay. Pissing, autoplay. Pissing. It was like, okay, I don't know what, like, hey.
Hey, you know, you reap what you sow.
I know. Right, it was a taste of my own golden medicine, but I'm just saying, I had so many, so I had to tweet about it.
Imagine what would happen if Kanye ever drank his own piss.
Yeah. Oh.
Nothing. It's fine. But anyway, so I put a tweet out like, yo, I've seen the guy pissing on the Grammy. I'm good. Don't need anyone else to send it to me. Like, I really was like, I really don't want this sent to me.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So I put a tweet about it. But I didn't even realize I tweeted, I've seen the guy pissing. And people were like, you don't even name Kanye, that it's Kanye West. It's just the guy pissing. But that's how my brain works, as I view him as a waste of time. So I don't even, that like, my brain was in autopilot, like, eh.
Yeah,
just say a guy. You don't need to write his name out. No, I just thought it was funny. I like people kept asking me, you don't bring it up, but it's like I don't lend time to things that waste my time. I just don't, you know, care. So anyway, but that was it. That was the most I've said about Kanye West.
I'm
going
to take it a step further. I think it's right of you to say the guy.
Yeah.
Because it is Kanye's just a guy. He's a man. He's a normal person. There's nothing really that special about him. It is a guy pissing on a Grammy. If you are starstruck by Kanye West, maybe it is elevated to something more than the guy pissing on the Grammy. But I think that is due justice for the video, you know, the guy pissing on the Grammy, whether he is famous or not.
I think in my mind, it's always been if it's unnamed, its power is gone.
No, you're right.
Ooh.
You're right.
Power is gone. You hold no power over me. I deny you.
So. Yeah, because if you just told everybody, like, hey, there's a video going viral of a guy pissing on a Grammy, nobody gives a shit. It's only like, because it's
I'm
Kanye
not looking
West.
That up. Yeah. I can watch someone pissing at any time I want, and I choose not to.
So I think you did good.
He's
robbing
right.
it of its power. Very commendable.
So there you go. I didn't expect that to be, you know, a pat on the back for me, but it became one. I'm going to take it.
Good for you, Rocco.
I'm going to take it. And I'll let you know, guys, and I'm always, I stick to my editorial guns. If the PS5 doesn't turn out so good, that's going to it's going to be
that's not going to fit in the toilet, bro.
Yeah. And I'm going to bring this up for the fifth week in a row.
Yeah.
If we somehow get that Nintendo made out of Legos in this studio, I think I know what Rocco's going to be doing with it. So
it's going to be brick soup.
Yeah, that's right. You don't believe it? Challenge us.
Yeah.
Send it this way.
I'm going to be chugging a big gulp, and then once you hear the last sips, soup's ready.
People.
You're going to Legoland, Aqualand.
I'm warning you, do not send that Lego Nintendo this way, because we will piss on it. And you've been warned.
That's a promise.
You've been warned. Because that's what it's worth to us.
The Japanese theme park. I'm going to create the Japanese theme park equivalent of Legoland, Lego Sea. It's coming. Then the attractions will be out of this world. Oh, man. It's not a joke. Okay. Well, we're nearing the end of our show.
We're long overdue.
Shall we? I think it's time to reveal a few things.
Let's show them.
So, yeah. As we said before, first of all, thanks for watching. I want to say that. And as always, you want to support the show. You want to get a little more connected to the Mega 64 universe. You can always check out patreon.com/Mega 64. There's always amazing bonus stuff there. shop.mega64.com, where we're always restocking cool stuff. The What's Inside shirt just got restocked.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
For this week's 64-hour special, we got the influencer shirt back. We have a few left from our last pre-order run. So those are there for the next 64 hours.
I'm sorry, is this distracting to you? You keep glancing over at me.
I'm looking. I don't know.
The couch is so great. We literally have a couch on set.
Yeah,
dude.
I just thought when you assumed that position, though, I thought you just weren't excited for my announcements. I thought, like, oh,
no,
great. Here they come.
I was so excited. I settled in like, yo,
yeah,
I'm going to kick back and get comfy for this shit.
Okay.
I'm like 2 seconds away from taking my pants off. So be careful how good this announcement is.
Okay. Well, I took it as, you know, yet another sign of the wedge.
What wedge?
I'm just trying to. I'm the one.
Wait,
I've been posting theories.
I'm not aware of?
I've been posting theories online. Anyway, so check all that stuff out. But next week, the Interactive Hell Festival 2020. Again, programming from 4 p.m. long into the night. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. We mentioned some of those things earlier. But there's definitely surprises in store, spooky surprises. Trying to bring a little of that Halloween magic
into your home. Yeah. Special guests, special events, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you'll be surprised who shows up that night. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But we have merch exclusives that'll be available as exclusives. I just said exclusives twice. That's how you
know. That's how exclusive they are.
They're going to be that exclusive. But we got a lot of fun stuff ready that night. The first thing I want to show is a new shirt. It's going to be exclusive to this event. That's the third time. Just like Beetlejuice, that makes it real.
An exclusive, exclusive.
The Anything Can Happen shirt. Check this out.
Dude.
That design is one of my favorite new designs. Our buddy Jason Cryer
loves
did this shirt. And it reminiscent of a certain musical act from Halloween's past that I think... you know, you'll have a special connection to. I love that design. Seriously, this is what I'm talking about. I actually want all this stuff that we're about to show. You know, this is I'm going to wear it all at the same time. But anyway, so that'll be available. We're going to have all these items go live during the stream. So sometime in the 4 o'clock hour that day, just watch the stream and you'll know. But we'll announce a specific time. During that hour. Anyway, the next item, this one's understated, and I really like this. Johnny helped with this design, and it's the first glow-in-the-dark item we've ever had. And it's the glow-in-the-dark ghost pocket tee.
Ooh.
And I think you'll notice a certain specter.
I wish we could get a close-up on
from
that
our
pocket.
Past. I know. There will be, I'll post one on Twitter. There will be a close-up image of that. On Twitter, but our beloved Jizz Ghost friend, that will glow in the dark. We used a special type of fluid, you know, like a rare kind of fluid. It's kind of a thick, you know, it's more of a thick load. Brian, please.
Brian, this is a family show.
This is a family vehicle.
God, oh my Sean's God. Grandma's watching.
He can't see the photo from up there. Now that makes sense.
Yeah, I'll get you a picture of her later, Brian.
So you got a couple cool things to wear, but you know, if you're going to be digitally trick or treating, maybe physically, I don't know where you live, what you're doing, you got to have the proper trick or treat bag. Mm. And I actually have this next item here. This turned out way even cooler than I thought. Like, I thought it was going to be a really nice bag. It's even nicer than I thought. But we have for the first time the Mega 64 Game Face tote bag.
Whoa.
Look how good this turned out. This is a brand new design just for Interactive Hellfest 2020, but...
Stop shaking it around.
We have a... Show them the slide. That's a crisp image of it. But it's turned out really good. It's got it's got the zipper to zip it up, but then it's got like pockets and stuff inside too. Like, it turned out really good.
14-inch wide canvas tote with a zipper and an internal pocket.
So you could put all your candy in here, but then there's a secret pocket for like
your mace, the good stuff, and your protection. You know,
or like
your gun,
or like if Dad's gonna eat your Reese's while you're asleep, hide them in there.
That's why the gun's in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Anyway,
Dad.
So I was really stoked with how that turned out. That's like something we've never really offered before on our store. So I thought that was really cool. And then if you need something a little warmer, you want like a long sleeve, you know, because it's getting to that those fall months. We have a variation on a classic Mega 64 design. The retro horror long sleeve.
Damn.
Yeah, this is a Halloween exclusive version. Cool. And that's a long sleeve available during Interactive Hell Festival. You're just gonna love it. It's so stylish. It's almost like a negative version of that design.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then this is gonna be a big one. This is gonna be hot. If you need something to keep you even warmer, you need like a sweatshirt. Well, our good friend Mariel did the Mega 64 Halloween sweatshirt, a variation on our classic. You know, we got like a seasonal thing going with her now.
Yeah.
And she did this special version just for Interactive Hell Festival. So I'm really excited about that. It's on like a violet sweatshirt, and they turned out great. They really, really turned out cool. And then the last thing I want to show is this. I'm very excited about this. There is an artist or a collective of great people that we've wanted to collaborate for a long time on an item. During 64X, you know, that was when the conventions weren't happening. Yeah. So we had to hold our own convention.
Everybody at home, get fucking ready.
Get ready. Get ready.
Security, get fucking ready. Because you're about to have a fucking riot on your hands.
Yeah. Because all these items, let me just say, all these items we've shown and are about to show, these will all be in stock that day. This isn't like a pre-order because we want everyone to, you know, we want
it
to ship.
Halloween.
We want to ship before Halloween. And so we'll have them in stock. So there's a limited amount of all these items.
Yeah, but when this next shit drops, I want to see everybody get fucking crazy.
Yeah, this one is going to make the PS5 pre-order look like
a PS1 pre-order. Yeah, nobody
exactly.
did it.
Yeah, no, what is this?
Zero.
Exactly. So during 64X, we told you that only once have we had a booth neighbor at a convention where we supported, endorsed, and appreciated their work. These fine people created some of the spookiest artwork of all time.
Hit them with it.
We have collaborated with KillerPumpkins.com. Whoa! The Mega 64 Killer Pumpkins limited edition exclusive poster.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna brawl me. I don't know why the Shrek song came to mind. I just feel like that's a celebratory song.
It is. It really is.
Woo! But Killer Pumpkins, baby! Yeah, can we get another shot of that thing?
We reached out to them after 64X, and we'd never done anything actually with them like this. They did a poster in their Killer Pumpkins
scary
style.
We might be the first ever internet comedy troupe that Killer Pumpkins has ever collaborated with.
Yeah.
We're breaking new ground here.
Yeah.
This is internet history.
This is, this is going to break the internet. I mean, I don't see how
servers
aren't going to be able to keep up. I'll just say that.
This is going
to
be the hot ticket item of the Hell Festival. So make sure you come in, get yours early.
Yeah.
And get multiples. This is going to, the poster trading community is going to be on fire for this thing.
They're just going to be blazing.
These things are going to be reselling for 20K someday.
Minimum. Someday. At the least.
Someday.
You ever see the pandemonium over when, remember that those guys stole the Scream, whatever that painting was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the Scream?
Yeah.
I think Home Alone was based on that or whatever. That people are going to be doing that for this poster. They're going to be like, where is it? How do I get it? Any means necessary. It's going to be crazy.
There you go.
It's going to make, what's the painter? Munch?
Butt Munch? Yeah.
No.
We're going to make Munch look like Butt Munch. It was another painter. I got more.
I mean, enough said on that. Anyway, so yeah, those are the exclusives, and we'll have all other stuff in stock too. But those are really the big exclusives we're gonna have that day. So I'm really excited about that. The stuff we're gonna play on the stream, I'm super hyped about, and the items that we got in the store are I'm hyped about too. I want to own it all. So this is all around a win.
Excuse me. Sorry. We're going to make Jackson Pollock look like jack-off bollocks. Thank you.
No.
They little art diss for you.
We're going to make Monet look like
moaning.
Like, yeah, moaning. Like, I lost.
Yeah.
We're going to make...
Van Gogh, Van Stop. Because no need to continue.
We're going to make Da Vinci look like Da Vinci. I'll workshop that one.
Going to make Da Vinci look like Da Vinci.
Oh, that's good.
We're still workshopping Da Vinci slaps here. Come back to us later.
Anyways, we'll see you on Saturday.
We're going to make... Stop.
Fuck you.
Hold on. We're going to... hold on one second. Can you do a wide shot real quick? Sorry, there was chocolate milk there. We're going to make Picasso look like shitbox at home.
A cock-so.
We're going to make...
Sorry.
We're going to... Who's the guy who ate the burger?
Andy Warhol.
Banksy.
Andy Warhol looked like up his asshole.
Dandy Warhols.
Darkwing fuck. What? Why did I say that?
Who's another artist? Frida Kahlo.
That's all of them.
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo. Frida call home because she's so embarrassed.
E.T. looking bitch.
Oh, no. The way you should have worded it was E.T. looking ass. And then you just leave it at that. That's
E.T. looking ass.
That's my two cents.
Artist. Actually, Frida Kahlo is an amazing artist. Want to say.
We over this? We done?
Sean.
Yeah. Sean, we can be done. Listen, you're in your own
room. Hey, close his room. Seal his room up and take away the air.
Don't get
Can you delete
me.
Him from
Brian?
The screen?
Brian, yeah, there thank we go. You. God.
All right.
Oh, I can breathe.
Fun of artists.
Oh, my Woo! God. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Banksy. Debt C. Yeah, he's not going to be selling anymore.
Yeah. No thanksy.
Nice. Dolly. Salvador Dolly. Sean, come back. Bring Sean back. Salvador Dali, you got something?
You got something?
Salvador Dali?
Yeah.
Pretty bad, by golly.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. And the stream.
Click him away. Click him away.
Get rid of him. Get rid of us. No? Oh, there we go. Yeah. He's been terminated.